This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. We talk about the cutting edge of science and how it impacts on your life. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. Why do you just have to sit there listening to the radio? Why don't you talk back? And science is a two-way street. So why don't you jump right in and give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, write this number down, 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So give us a call. And once again, I'm on a book tour. Maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Just a few weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, I wrote a full page of the Wall Street Journal about the new golden age of space travel. We are going back to the moon. That's right. And the President of the United States has said that we're going to go back to the moon, Mars, and even beyond. We'll find out what all the excitement is about. Just a few weeks ago, we had the launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket, a launch that set headlines around the world because it was a moon rocket, but a rocket financed by private enterprise. The taxpayers didn't pay one dime, not one dime, to build this gigantic moon rocket. And next year, we are going back to the moon. December 2019, the SLS booster rocket will take us to the moon. 2 years after that, we're going to have astronauts going back to the moon again. After that, Mars. And after that, who knows? Well, find out by going to my book tour. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the places I'll be speaking in, for example, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, D.C., Boston. Just some of the places where I'll be traveling to, maybe signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. So once again, it's about a new golden age in science as we go back to outer space. Prices are dropping. Even China, India, they're joining in. The Indian government successfully sent a probe to Mars. Get this. They sent a probe to Mars. If that happened a generation ago, that would have made headlines everywhere around the Earth. But that's because the price of space travel has been dropping over the decades to the point that we can now dream about sending humans permanently into space around the moon and then onto the planet Mars. Okay, so once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out where I'll be speaking around the country. Okay, well, once again, this hour is your hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on national radio. So let's move right along now and take the first listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, is there a way to capture carbon in the atmosphere in a meaningful way to change the environment? Thank you.
Well, carbon capture and carbon sequestration are the buzzwords being mentioned by many people. However, we have a ways to go, unfortunately. First of all, many scientists believe with about 95% confidence, not 100%, but with about 95% confidence that it is carbon dioxide perhaps carbon dioxide coming from the internal combustion engine that is responsible for the warming of the planet Earth. Now, the Earth is warming up. Even the so-called skeptics who don't believe in human activity driving this, even the skeptics will concede that, yes, satellite data, as well as data taken on the surface of the Earth, uniformly shows that around the planet, the Earth is warming up. Every glacier on the Earth is receding. The polar ice caps are thinning by 1% per year. Summer is on average about a week longer than it used to be. And you can talk to any farmer, and they'll tell you that, yeah, planting seasons have changed. And yes, something is happening with the atmosphere of the Earth. Even President George W. Bush said, yes, something is happening with the weather. Well, if carbon is one of the culprits, then the question is, can we remove carbon from the air? Well, the simplest thing to do is to go to a full coal-fired plant. Coal is one of the main culprits that generates carbon dioxide. So why not remove carbon dioxide at the source, at a coal plant? This is called carbon sequestration. And where do you put the carbon? You deep-six it underground. Well, it turns out that a pilot plant was closed down last year. Much to the consternation of many environmentalists and many visionaries, they had hoped that carbon sequestration would be efficient enough and cheap enough to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere so that we wouldn't have to worry about the warming of the planet. Now, that would have been the ideal situation. Carbon sequestration means that you can still fire up your coal plant, you can still use fossil fuels, and you don't have to worry about global warming because the carbon is deep-sixed into the ground. The problem was economics. It turned out the pilot plant was simply not economical. There were a lot of technical problems that had emerged. However, people haven't given up. People are still looking at other experiments to see whether carbon sequestration will work, and perhaps there are other ways to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Some people think, for example, that algae grown in a very confined and very select way, could absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere in the same way that forests will also absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But, well, the news is it was a failure, but we hope to have other experiments done to see whether or not we can remove carbon dioxide at the source, mainly at coal-fired plants. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call. Hello.
Hi there. Anybody that knows anything about Nikola Tesla knows that he was the father of a great many of his inventions that affect our lives on a, if not daily basis, a moment-to-moment basis. And, some of the things, as many people know, is radio control, alternating current, among many other things. And, one of the things that he had hoped to enact was free electricity for the population of the world, and to a large degree, the methods he was planning on using was either through the air or through the earth. And currently we generally do so through landlines, copper wires and silver wires and whatnot. My question is, how feasible would it have been for him to actually use the transmission methods that he had originally wanted to use? That's actually my big question. So, thank you very much, and I look forward to hearing the answer. Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right that Nikola Tesla was one of the unsung heroes of the electric age. He was the genius who went head-to-head with Thomas Edison. And let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we'll talk about the legacy of Nikola Tesla, which endures even today. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call and you can be on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, let's open mic in this hour. Once again, you can call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps your thoughts will be heard nationwide on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about one of the great geniuses of the electric age, who's an unsung hero. He went head-to-head with Thomas Edison. For example, Thomas Edison was pushing DC energy to energize our cities, while Tesla said, no. Alternate energy, AC current, allows you to send energy over long distances without so much energy loss. Well, who was right? Tesla was right, not Thomas Edison. Edison was one of the first people, however, to wire up a street. He wired up Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan. That was the first street on the planet Earth to be wired up for this newfangled invention called electricity. But for long-haul distances, DC had too much energy loss. AC had much less energy loss, and therefore Tesla won out in that debate. Well, it turns out that Tesla and Edison had other areas of disagreement, and Tesla turned out that most of the time he was correct. However, let's be fair, Tesla made a few mistakes. First of all, he didn't have teams of lawyers. As a consequence, many people stole his patents. Many of the patents that eventually led to what is called television were controlled by Tesla, but you need lawyers to protect them and fight in the court of law. Second, he didn't have an enduring PR division. In other words, he didn't have a company like Consolidated Edison that could push your legacy. So in the later part of his life, he became penniless. He spent the last years of his life in the New Yorker Hotel, not actually too far from where I'm sitting right now in downtown Manhattan, and he became mentally ill. He had OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. He was fixated on the number 3 for some reason. And he also had this fear that he was being poisoned by the cooks at the New Yorker Hotel. So he died without lawyers, without banks of PR men, without a company to keep the legacy alive. And he had this OCD problem. And as a consequence, he died an unsung hero of the electric age. Now, we physicists know exactly what Tesla really did. We physicists wanted to know that he would live forever. So we named the unit of magnetism after Tesla. One Tesla, is 10,000 Gauss, or about 20,000 times more powerful than the Earth's magnetic field. When you go to a hospital and you put in an MRI machine, you're hit with about 1T worth of magnetism. So the next time the technicians tell you that you're being hit with 1T, you know what that T stands for. It stands for Tesla. Now, I have the collected works of Tesla. He had some ideas, some of which didn't pan out, however. But he had one idea which has intrigued many people, and that's the subject of the phone call. And that's free energy, or zero-point energy, energy for free. Tesla thought that even the vacuum of outer space contained energy, and if we could only harness that energy, that would open up an age of Aquarius. Free energy. Well, it turns out he was partially right. It turns out that the vacuum does have some energy associated, which we measure in the laboratory. This is called zero-point energy, otherwise known as the Casimir effect. Professor Casimir was a quantum physicist who predicted that even empty space has some quantum energy associated with it, and bingo, when we physicists went out to measure it, we found it. However, it is extremely weak. It is so weak that you cannot extract usable energy from it. However, on a large scale, cosmologically speaking, this energy is the energy of the vacuum, and it is large enough to push the galaxies apart. So some people think that the energy of the Big Bang, the energy that pushes the galaxies apart, is this dark energy predicted by Tesla. The equations were given by Albert Einstein. It is called the cosmological constant, and it is the energy that is driving the universe apart. It is the energy of the expanding universe. But, as I said before, on a laboratory scale, it is too small. It is infinitesimally small, so that it is not usable for machines, which, of course, was the dream of Nikola Tesla. So I think there's a word to the wise. If you are an inventor out there, if you are a budding genius, first of all, you should get lawyers. Lawyers to protect your patents so they're not stolen by other individuals who are unscrupulous. And if you want your legacy to live past your years, be sure that you have a company with a PR division that can keep your memory alive. I mean, after all, we still today have Commonwealth Edison. We have Consolidated Edison even today. But we don't have any counterpart that celebrates Nikola Tesla, except the of course, Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the driving force behind Tesla Motors, also SpaceX and PayPal. And Elon Musk was a physicist. He actually entered the PhD program in physics at Stanford University, but after a few days, he realized that his true calling was perhaps to be in Wall Street, creating Tesla Motors and SpaceX. So he decided that the name of Tesla should live forever, and he named Tesla Motors after the great inventor. So once again, a word to the wise, the first thing you should do if you have an idea is patent it, and perhaps consult a lawyer to make sure that no one steals your invention. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm calling about your book. My name is Janet Gustafson. I have a question. It's about oxygen. How can it be in both a gas form and liquid form at the same time, because it survives in the air and in the oceans at the same time? I was just wondering. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, first of all, you're absolutely right that oxygen is everywhere. It's the key to life. It is one of the sources of energy. The oxidation process is sometimes known as combustion. So when you light a match, oxidation takes place. You're releasing the energy that is chemically stored in oxygen, and that's why we have flames. That's why we have the internal combustion engine, and that's why oxidation is the new buzzword in biology. I'll mention that in a moment, but many people think that the aging process in turn is linked to oxidation. Now, as the caller pointed out, oxidation can take place in many forms because oxygen can also be in many forms. First of all, oxygen is a diatomic molecule, that is, O2 is the basic molecule. Two atoms of oxygen combined together form O2. However, it also dissolves in water, and you could therefore extract oxygen from water. And if you take a look at fish, fish have gills, and one of the reasons why fish have gills is to extract the oxygen from the water. And so, yes, oxygen can exist in many forms. Also, you can liquefy oxygen directly without dissolving it in water. If you were to cool oxygen down low enough, oxygen itself will begin to condense into a liquid called liquid oxygen, or LOX for short. And that's one of the ingredients we use in rockets. So if you ask yourself, what is the basic fuel of a rocket? One is a tank of liquid oxygen, or LOX, and the other one is a tank of, let's say, hydrogen. Hydrogen is the fuel, and oxygen, liquid oxygen, is the oxidizer. And when you combine the two, well, you get combustion, and the byproduct of that is water. That is H2O. That is also the basic process you find in a fuel cell. It's the basic process that drives much of the world. That is the combination of oxygen and hydrogen to create water and energy in the process. And so once again, oxygen occurs naturally as a gas. It can be liquefied at low temperatures to create liquid oxygen, which is one of the basic ingredients of a rocket ship. And you can also dissolve it in water as well. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. This is your chance to give us a call at 612-564-8135 and perhaps have your thoughts heard on national radio. And for that matter, maybe I'll be signing a copy of my latest book for you. I'm going to be on a book tour, and during the book tour, I'll be in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. I'll be in Washington, D.C. I'll be in Boston, and maybe I'll be in a city next to you signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. In fact, just a few weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, I wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal that was almost a full page long about the launching of the Falcon Heavy rocket, which may initiate a new golden era, a new golden age in the history of space exploration. Yes, we're coming back. We're going back to the moon next year. An unmanned SLS booster rocket will take the Orion capsule around the moon on a practice mission. And then after that, astronauts. Astronauts to go back to the moon. And then, according to President Trump, we're going to Mars. In fact, Mars and beyond. That's the executive order signed by President Donald Trump. And so we're talking about a new era of space exploration. We'll find out why we're having this new era, find out how costs have dropped, and find out about plans to one day terraform the planet Mars by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, once again, the mic is open. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. So let's take the next listener phone call.
I'm Dudley, radio station WEBY. I live in Foley, Alabama. This is quite complicated, but I'll try to be as clear as I could, Ken. If we could install a 10,000-mile long rod shaped to the orbit of the Earth through the center of the Earth, where would it exit the surface of the Earth? And another way of saying that is, where is the world line, sorry, where is the nose of the Earth in its orbit? Thank you.
Well, I think what you're getting at is the orientation of the Earth as it goes around the sun. So let's draw a picture in our mind. First of all, we have the sun, and we have a plane that goes through the sun that's called the ecliptic plane, and that's the plane of the planets. All the planets lie in this plane, and they go around the sun in the same direction. In fact, we think that's because this is a remnant of an ancient disk that once upon a time circulated around the sun. Now, of course, the sun has a north pole and a south pole. The north pole of the Earth, however, is not perpendicular to the ecliptic plane. It tilts. It tilts from the perpendicular about 23 degrees. And that's the reason why we have seasons. Now, the direction of the pole always points toward Polaris. That is the North Star. And the reason for that is because the Earth is a gyroscope. And when gyroscopes point, they point in one direction. So I hope that gives you an orientation as to where the Earth is pointing with respect to the sun. But let's take a short commercial break and give us a call, because this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us by calling 612-564-8135. And just remember that all questions are fair game. Science is about everything. If you want to talk about UFOs, great. If you want to talk about life in outer space, if you want to talk about the latest in cancer research, give us a call because the lines are open for you. 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call about, well, the orientation of the Earth as it spins. Let me just complete that analogy. We have the analogy of a disc going around the sun. That disc is the ecliptic plane. All the planets lie in that disc and they move in the same direction. However, the Earth is tilted with respect to that plane, tilted 23 degrees. That's why we have summer, fall, winter, spring. Mars is also tilted about 23 degrees. So Mars also has summer, fall, winter, spring, although it takes twice as long for Mars to go around the sun. Now, all the planets move in the same direction around the sun. However, when it spins on its own axis, Venus spins backwards. So all the planets spin in the same direction as they rotate around the sun, but Venus, which also goes around the sun in the same direction, on its own axis spins backwards. Why? We're not sure. We think that maybe an asteroid collided with the baby Venus as it was forming billions of years ago and actually reversed the direction of spin. But all the other planets pretty much go in the same direction around the sun and the same direction around its own individual axis. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is April Ray. This radio station is KFQD here in Anchorage, Alaska. My question is, you're talking about the topic of sleep, and the theory of people being able to control their dreams, how does that tie in to what you were talking about, how you were breaking it down and explaining if dreams come from your brain trying to work out what happened to you during the day, but there's parts of your brain that are shut off when you're sleeping, according to the brain scans. So what about people that can control their dreams?
Right. This is called lucid dreaming, which I actually write about in my book, The Future of the Mind. When you brain scan people who are undergoing lucid dreaming, first of all, you find that they are, in fact, dreaming. The center of the brain, which contains the amygdala, which controls emotions and fear, that lights up, indicating that you are dreaming. That's also the reason, by the way, why we have nightmares, because the amygdala also governs fear as one of its primary emotions. But when you dream at night, the front part of your brain is shut down. The center part of the brain is the emotional brain. That lights up. That's why you dream. But the front part of your brain is the rational brain, and it's shut down. That's why your logic simply goes out the window. That's why fantastic things that violate all rules of common sense take place in dreams. And then the question is, can you control the process of dreaming? And the answer is partially yes. This is called lucid dreaming. Lucid dreamers have been placed in Germany in an MRI machine, and it turns out the front part of the brain and the center part of the brain were both active simultaneously. And they were also instructed to squeeze one of their hands. Now, why that? Because you are paralyzed when you dream. You cannot move your hands at all. However, these people are lucid dreamers. They can squeeze their hand. And so when the person was dreaming, the interviewer could talk to them and tell them to change the direction of their dream and clench their fists in the process, indicating that they were dreaming and controlling the process of the dream, all of which took place in an MRI machine. And so this is rather amazing. Now, if you saw the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, that movie, of course, is impossible. But many aspects of it may one day be possible. Get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, where I talk about how you can actually learn how to control the process of your dream called lucid dreaming, which has now been verified by scientists. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about my book tour. My new book is called The Future of Humanity, and I'll be on a book tour. And perhaps I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Afterwards, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. You can actually make money by coming to my book tour. Okay, well, before the break, we had a call about dreaming. And it turns out that, yes, you can control the direction of your dream. There are ancient Buddhist texts which teach you how to do it. Most people thought it was nonsense and garbage and just fantasy. But now with an MRI scan in Leipzig, Germany, at the Max Planck Institute, physicists there took a lucid dreamer, put him in an MRI machine, and were able to communicate with him even as he was dreaming. So the MRI machine clearly showed that he was dreaming because the center part of the brain lit up. The center part of the brain governs emotions, fear. That's why you have nightmares, because the amygdala controls fear, and it lights up when you dream. But the front part of your brain is normally shut off, and that's why dreams are fantastic and violate all known laws of common sense, because the front part of your brain is shut down. No blood in the front part of your brain that energizes logic. However, in these lucid dreamers, it turns out the front part of the brain and the center part of the brain both light up simultaneously, and these scientists were able to communicate with this person as he was dreaming by squeezing his hand. You are paralyzed when you dream, otherwise you would act out your dream, and that's why they were able to communicate with him. Now, how do you do it? Well, if you look at these ancient Buddhist texts, they actually give you instructions as to how to become a lucid dreamer. First is keep a notebook. Keep a notebook next to your bed and write down the dream as soon as you wake up. It turns out that you forget your dream within minutes, literally minutes of waking up. So as soon as you wake up, be sure to write it down, because a few minutes after that, all memories of that dream have been gone. Second, train yourself to mentally put yourself in the mood of lucid dreaming. These lucid dreamers say to themselves, I want to control my dream. I want to control my dream. And they get all psyched up. So when they do dream, they begin the process of controlling that dream. Many lucid dreamers, of course, say that things like walking in a park or walking is part of their dream, but they can control. They can control the direction of walking. They can move at will because they are lucid dreamers. So once again, this is no longer science fiction. This is no longer fantasy. We scientists have verified this in the laboratory. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Aaron calling into 750 AM in Wasilla, Alaska. My question is, what is the future of wireless or free energy? Tesla tried to tap into the Earth's natural 3.5, I think, frequency to amplify the resonance into the electric current for use as electricity. I'm wondering, what is the future of that? Thanks.
Well, Tesla was, of course, a genius of the electric age, and he's coming back. Many people are rediscovering the work of Tesla now. His work, of course, was overshadowed by Thomas Edison. But when it came to real facts and figures, many times Tesla got it right, like AC and DC. Now, it also turns out that wireless transmission is possible. In fact, some historians have said that radio, perhaps the most dramatic example of wireless transmission, that the discovery of radio should have won a Nobel Prize for Nikola Tesla. It turns out that in this laboratory, he actually did detect radio emissions from electric sparks and from his devices. Marconi won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of radio, but apparently Nikola Tesla was passed over, that some people say that he should have won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of radio. Well, as I mentioned earlier, wireless transmission of energy is possible, but free energy probably is not. That is, it's possible to recharge your cell phone wirelessly now. In fact, commercially, you can buy a small platform that is about, 3 inches by 6 inches. You put your cell phone on top of it, and wirelessly, it transmits energy via radio to your cell phone, charging it up. So wireless transmission of energy is possible. It was first pioneered by Tesla, and one day it'll probably recharge your cell phone without having to have clumsy wires. However, free energy, that is, energy that is from nothing, well, it turns out that that is possible, but it's extremely small. Very disappointing for those people who want to have free energy for free. Now, why is that? We have something called the uncertainty principle that says that you cannot know exactly the position and energy of an electron. There's uncertainty in everything. Even the vacuum has uncertainty. When you see the vacuum has zero energy, that violates the uncertainty principle. Because the uncertainty principle says you can never know precisely the energy of nothing. And sure enough, when you do the calculation, we do this calculation, by the way, in our PhD program for second year PhD students in physics. When you do the calculation, sure enough, it turns out that even the vacuum of nothingness has energy associated with it, which gives you uncertainty. This is called the Casimir effect, but it's a very small effect. Okay. In fact, it has been measured in the laboratory now. You can Google it, zero point energy, the Casimir effect, and it's too small to be of commercial use. Sorry about that. Okay, well, once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call and get on Science Fantastic by calling 612-564-8135. Also, check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'll be on a book tour, and maybe you can get your copy of The Future of Humanity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.